What's up, fans? Our partners here at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, sports developments, including this year's NBA Finals, NHL Hockey Conference Finals, Major League Baseball, and the latest fighting news, even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use our promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online where the game starts. Not only does Bet Online sponsor the Boss Man Show, they'll sponsor you too. Get Bet Online today because the Boss Man said so. Man show with Coach Mike Rose, VCU Rams out of 18. Coach, how you doing? What's going on in Richmond today, man?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great. Our guys are here this summer, so trying to get better. Spent a lot of time with them, so this is a great time of year to be a basketball coach. Try to help your guys get better here in the offseason.
Now, Coach, for you, man, it's going to your sixth year at VCU, man. Yeah. After leaving Rice, man, can you believe it's already been 6 years up there in Richmond, man?
No, I can't. I mean, it's been a lot of fun, but 6 years, heck. That's what it's all about. Just keep going, keep moving along and keep coaching your team. But I've been very, very fortunate to be at some great places, VCU being one of them, and going on year number six, we're doing something right.
And you have 5 win seasons in your time there and 2 20-win seasons as well. So I feel like you came in there, set your culture, you came in, set the right things for your guys, and it has to make you feel good knowing that, hey, when you go somewhere new, you can still do what you did in your previous place for setting the culture. You should feel really good.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. It's a great school to be a coach. It has great basketball tradition, great support, but you still gotta do the job on the court. And I think, with the coaching changes and me being the third coach, quickly and honestly, 4 years, there was definitely some stuff we had to redo and fix and all that stuff. But the best thing about it is, you have opportunities to go out and get good players. And whatever, I don't care what anyone says, coaching this or school, what school you're at, you need good players. And we were able to get good players that could continue to get better, and they want to win around here, and that's been a huge, huge advantage.
And you got 14 wins in conference play, which is tough to do. So you're winning against the people who know you the best. Talk about that, the emphasis on what your guys are winning against the people who know you the best.
Yeah, I think, you could pad up your non-conference all you want, even though that we don't do that. We try to play one of the best non-conference schedules. But when you get in the league play and everybody knows you're in, half are at home, half are on the road, that's tough, and we take great pride in, and we're trying to win a regular season championship every year, and we did it one time, and the last 2 years we're a half game and one game out of winning and all that. So we're right there. If you could do well in your conference in the A-10, it gives you a great chance to get into the NCAA tournament, and that's important to us.
And talk about this, Coach. Winning those close clutch games, because I feel like young men, you can't really practice that in practice, but about right. The pressure of winning close games, talk about how your guys really excelled in winning those close tight games, getting those key stops at the right time, getting a key shot, getting a key loose ball. Talk about that for your guys. I feel like you guys did a great job at last year of winning those tight games that you got into.
Thanks. Yeah, we had a bunch of them. But you're exactly right. You talk about them in practice, you try to set them up, and 20 seconds left, ball on the side, here's what we're going to run, whatever. But, the best experience is game experience. And going through them, you keep putting that experience in your back pocket and you build it up. And, for the last 2 years, really, we've had a lot of close games. And a lot of them, we've come on the winning side of it because, number one, our defense. I think defense travels. Defense shows up at the last minute of the game. So our emphasis on defense all the time has helped us win a lot of close games, but then also having good players and putting them in the places and positions and spacing to go make plays and win games. We all love that. As players, you dream of that, of work on your game so much so when that opportunity comes your way, you take advantage of it. And, you know, you got to understand sometimes you're the hero and sometimes you're the zero, but you can't be afraid of being either one. You got to go make plays late in the game, and you know, sometimes the ball's in your hands. Hey, this is why I work so hard. Let's go get this done.
And as we see in the NBA Finals right now, Coach, with Golden State and Boston, that defense, how that defense travels, even with the Miami Heat, who be playing Atlanta Hawks, defense, like those teams trump the defenses on you when they can. They can score too. But the defense has been on that string together, been knowing assignments, knowing when to drop hard heads, and knowing what to do, whether we're switching 1-4, 1-5. I mean, watch those guys defensively. For you being a coach, that's to make you feel so good. And then you want to show your team as well about how elite the defenses actually operate.
Yeah, I mean, look, the best players in the world are in the NBA. And a lot of people say they're the best players because what they do offensively. But the best players in the world on championship teams are the ones that commit to the defensive end. And you're seeing that right now in the NBA playoffs. You're seeing teams that can just take players out of games and get consecutive stops in the fourth quarter of an NBA championship game. That's just high-level basketball. And what I love about it, there's different ways teams are playing defense, switching everything, playing with a big guy that plays a certain way off of ball screens, the way they're switching. I wish we could watch a game someday where everyone on the court is mic'd up. Because when you're at a game, as you know this, when you're at a game and you hear the veteran players talking on defense, it would make my job a lot easier. I'd get more guys at the college level to talk more and more. So that's winning basketball. That's championship DNA type of basketball.
No doubt. Yes, it's because I'm right behind the bench, so I get to hear everything. I'm getting the call. So you're right. When you're actually hearing what's being said, and for me, I'm a shoot around, so I kind of know what we're going to do, and I know what somebody's screwing up too.
Right. Yeah, so, but the communication and the talk is so important, and we stress that, and we get better and better at that. But a lot of people don't know how important that is.
No doubt. And for you, Coach, you all got your guys back on campus, man. You and I both know this. There's so many times where a guy individually gets better, and by you being there so long, you can really focus on people's games, getting their development, their shots, their dribbling, their handle, because you know, come the fall time, it's about getting the team ready. But this time of year, it's about their put in the work to get their games on point for you guys come September.
Yeah, absolutely. The whole month of June and July is how much better can you get than everybody else as an individual and as a team, and put the time and work in. That's what I talk about all the time, and time and work. And if you want to be a really good player and everybody sees that at wintertime, you gotta do all the work when nobody's watching. And that's what June and July is for. So for here, you know, we do a lot of skill development. We do some team stuff, but it's more about just living in the gym, working on your game, working on your shot, working on your handle, building some armor on your body in the weight room. And then when we play pickup, it's intense. It's the right way. We have some former pros, some guys that are pros now, former players at VCU back working out with us. And, you know, that veteran savvy, you know, seeps into our team and all that stuff. So we got off to a good start here. We got a couple weeks left going into summer. So we got a lot of work to do.
And for you, Coach, being at VCU in Richmond, man, you're a national brand now. People know about VCU. So you really have to do too much selling about coming to that university and playing there, getting a degree from VCU because of what it's meant and what it's been built up to be. So for you, how has it changed with the portal and the NIL thing, man, to get guys want to come there and play for you in the A-10, man?
Well, the NIL, I think it's great that we have that. I really do. It allows players and their families to you know, do better, right? Do better with their brand and their platform. And you know, we're going to help guys understand that. And we're going to help them understand the financial part of it. So they learn a lot while they're here. So when they go out, the next step after VCU is that we hope they go become pros, right? And no matter where they're at in the world and know what to do with their money and how to save it and how to make a better life for those and those around them. So I'm all for that. And we have some things in place here at VCU to really, you know, push that. We want to be competitive with the NIL because of our fan base, our alumni, our donors, and our just passionate fans around RVA. So that part of it, the transfer portal, this is what I tell everyone, man, it's here to stay. So just like you do with the game of basketball as a coach, you got to be able to change. You got to be able to know something here is it's here to stay. You could fight it as a coach all you want and not use it. Now, we're not going to live in there and build our program just based on the transfer portal, but like we've done last year and a little bit this year, if it's there, we're gonna be ready to use it. We've had some really good players over the years from a long time, you know, come to VCU and come here and transfer and have great careers. Now, they don't have to sit out anymore, so you'll be able to get guys play for you right away, and you might lose some, but you also can get some good ones. Kids want to play at VCU. Like you said, you know, we have a national brand. We have a fun, exciting style of play. We have NBA scouts at our gym all the time, you know, evaluating our guys, and we have a chance to try to win a championship every year. So, you know, it could be a great destination for somebody out of the transfer portal.
I got two more for you, Coach. One on by Atlanta recruiting here. In Atlanta, talk about the AAU programs here that's so well developed, and the coaching here in high school as well. So we had guys from Atlanta, like they kind of almost polished for you to be able to play as a freshman, kind of like a plug and play kind of a guy because of how they played in the AAU and with the high school coaches as well.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. As you know, I mean, we're down there all the time. We'll be down here in the next two weekends. And number one, I think it's great AAU programs and programs that have been around for a long time, as you know, that just have a great reputation of producing players that are ready to play in college. There's so many of them, and there's always a new one popping up that's always, you know, quite impressive. So I think that part is awesome, and that's given guys great exposure and great opportunity to, you know, see the country playing AAU basketball in the summer. The other part of it is, as you know, high school basketball in Atlanta and the greater Atlanta area is just really, really good. I love going down there to see games. And I go down there, like my big thing, if I go to Atlanta, I just don't want to see one game. I tell the assistants, get me to two or three games because you could do that. And I'm always getting back on the plane or getting back in the car saying, we didn't know about that kid or we didn't know about that kid. There's so many good players down in that area. And it's been really good to us. And great thing for me is being down there is just meeting new coaches all the time and a lot of young coaches. Everybody wants to go to Atlanta and be a basketball coach. So, you know, you guys have a great reputation on what you're doing. And those, you're right, those guys are ready to play college basketball. Some of them in Atlanta only play one or two years of college basketball and they're in the league.
No doubt. And last one for you, Coach, when you come to town, man, what's your favorite spot to eat here, man?
Oh, now you're putting me on the spot. Well, what's this? The seafood spot downtown. You're putting me on. I've been to the seafood spot two times in my last two trips. It's right downtown by the Marriott. I'll think of it here.
There's a bunch of them down there.
Yeah, but the one I was at, man, it was high level. The one thing I know is food, man. I know food.
Well, I got something for you, Coach. Mary Mac, Sweet Soul Food, Papa Do's, Houston's, Raised on the River.
Yeah, Papa Do's. I've been to Papa Do's and Raised on the River. I've been to those.
So Taco Mac is the best sports bar ever. I've never seen in my life. That's a chain here in Georgia. So, Coach, we come to town, man. I'm going to shoot you a text. Let me know. I'll come meet you. I'll hook you up.
Let's do it.
Love, man.
That's the first thing I want is sweet tea, though. That's the best sweet tea in the world.
Yes, sir. Hey, I got you, buddy. I got you, Coach. Hey, I'm a foodie. I am a sports guy, but also a foodie as well on the low.
Then you and I are getting along. I love it.
Yes, indeed. Hey, Coach, thank you for your time. I look forward to seeing you in the city, man. And best of luck to your team as always, man. I look forward to doing this again with you down the road, buddy.
You bet, man. Be safe. I'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
See you, Coach. Thank you, man.
You got it.
All right. What's up, fans? Our partners here at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, sports developments, including this year's NBA Finals, NHL Hockey Conference Finals, Major League Baseball, and the latest fighting news, even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use our promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online where the game starts. Not only does this Bet Online sponsor the Boss Man Show, they'll sponsor you too. Get Bet Online today because the Boss Man said so.